I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts.
Hey, listeners, we're back with the 19th installment of Creative Catalogs.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in. Creative Catalogs is a mini series celebrating all the creatives that Laura and I have fallen in love with. Our hope is that you'll discover something new to you. So without further ado, here's what the Creative Guts team is loving lately.
Iridescent Avocado on Instagram is an account I just stumbled upon randomly, but became entranced with immediately. Iridescent Avocado, I don't know her actual name, so I will just be going by her handle, is a pole dancer and pole instructor. Her videos are mostly of her doing tricks and dancing on the pole, which is immensely moving and creative, but she also has some videos with fun illustrations and graphics added on and photoshopped with surreal backgrounds. Now, I started watching aerial silks and acrobatic videos for inspiration on poses for paintings of the human form. That led me to the artistry of pole dancing. I often watch these videos and take random screenshots, freezing the image on one frame that might work for a painting or illustration. It's been a very fun exercise, and I certainly have gained more appreciation for the artistry of these acrobatic people. Whether you're looking for movement and pose inspiration like me, or just have an appreciation for dance, I would highly recommend checking out @iridescentavocado on Instagram. I get a sense of story and personality through her videos and find it very relaxing to watch. My second pick for this episode is Andrea Green. She is an artist and printmaker who creates hand-printed paper goods, prints, and textiles. She designs and prints amazing patterns that feel like a summer breeze. Her color palettes, lines, shapes, and overall aesthetic feels refreshing and vintage at the same time. I am smitten with her designs, and some of my favorites include a honeycomb tea towel and a watermelon throw pillow. Her work is simply darling, and I want to decorate my home with her pieces. Her work seems effortless, so go check her out. Her shop is on Etsy.com/shop/agreenworld, and follow her on Instagram at @AndriaFaye. Those are my recommendations for you folks. Let's hear what Sarah's got cooking on her end.
I am super excited to tell you about Bisa Butler, an artist who uses textiles to create gorgeous quilted portraits. I fell in love with her work when I started following her on Instagram. Her portraits are intensely beautiful, and knowing that they're quilted, they're not paintings, which is an art that I have some experience with, amplifies how impressive the intricate details of her portraits are. I watched an interview with Bisa on YouTube, and I'm going to share it tomorrow on our Facebook page, so keep your eyes peeled for that. In the interview, she talks about how her art is heavily influenced by her roots. Her mom is from New Orleans, and her dad is from Ghana, so she grew up in Jersey, and she studied art at Howard University, all places that have inspired her as an artist. I am drawn to the colors that she uses. It's part of what makes her art so captivating. In the interview, she talks about how a professor at Howard University threw out the standard European paint palette and subbed in colors reminiscent of traditionally African art. Bright, deep, intense red, yellow, orange, and blues. She called them the Kool-Aid colors, quote unquote. She's still drawn to these colors, and they are so gorgeous. Bisa's work tells the story, the African-American side of American life. Go check out her Instagram feed. Her handle is @BisaButler or Instagram.com/BisaButler. And finally, for my second share, I want to tell you about The Postal Project. This is an Instagram account that I've been following for a couple of years now, but it never occurred to me to share it with all of you until now. The Postal Project is an account that shares photos of post offices around the country. Yes, seriously. post offices. They're on a mission to share every single U.S. post office, which I think is kind of neat. So, New Hampshire photographers, we have a call to action for you. Go photograph your local post office and share it with the Postal Project. In fact, if you're feeling a New Hampshire summer road trip, go photograph a bunch of our post offices and share them with the Postal Project. Go follow The Postal Project on Instagram. Their handle is at The Postal Project or Instagram.com/The Postal Project. That's all for today's episode. We hope you found something new to love while you listened along.
You can find all the links we mentioned today on our website, creativegutspodcast.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, where our handle is at Creative Guts Podcast.
As always, we love to hear from you, so please say hello on social media and tell us about the creative things you're consuming.
And special thank you to our friend Raphael Bastek, aka Bug, for the use of the background music.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in again and again and again.
So with that,
show us your creative guts.
I love how the introduction's like, hey you.
Hey you. Just kidding. Hey you bunnies. Hold on. Luna will do the intro. Squeak, 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 squeak. Do the thing, Luna. Make a noise. Oh, yeah. You're too full of carpet to make a noise. You're such a bad bunny. I swear to God, if I have to take you to the vet tomorrow, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, God.
That's right, Luna.
Her work is simply darling, and I want to decorate my whole... My whole, I was going to say my whole home, and I want to decorate,
Show us your creative guts.
That was exact for me.
Yay. Luna, say, woo-hoo. Show us your creative guts. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Show us your creative guts.
She's You're so damn
such a
cute.
Good bunny. You're good such girl. A good bunny.
She's like, we'll work for raisins.